Assalamu alaikum. In the Holy Quran, I have seen, especially printed by the Taj Company, there's a word is Manaka. Just like Waqf al-Azm,
yes,
Manaka. Is it, but we never see in our
society. No, Manaka is done there.
Yeah, but I've seen in those.
Non-Ahmadis?
They stand up and they embrace each other.
Do they?
I didn't know that. So have they introduced afterwards?
I don't know whether this is a custom. This has ever been a custom in Arabic countries or not. Not to your knowledge. Eh? Not in Syria and Palestine, etc.
I've seen in Lahore at least.
Where?
In Lahore, I'm saying, Gairandi mosques.
I said, this is the first time I have come across this. This I mean, news never heard of it before.
They stand up and embrace each other at that time.
You want to?
Jameel came in from Kuwait last time.
What?
Jameel Chaudhary came in and he said the same thing. He said it is a practice in the Kuwait.
In the Sheikhdom.
Yeah, in Sheikhdom. When the prayer is finished, then whoever is on your right hand, they embrace him and shake the hand with him, you know.
No. Yeah. He's not talking of that at all.
Yeah.
What he says is that Monica. During the recitation of the Holy Quran,
yeah.
After some verses, the word Manaka is written. And when you read those verses, you wrap up the Holy Quran, find someone to do Manaka, hug him and then return and start reading from where you left. That is
no,
what he said.
I misunderstood, sir. I misunderstood. I thought perhaps it's after the prayer,
yes,
something. I'm
yes,
sorry, sir.
Yes, please. Is that what you wanted to say?
Yes, sir.
So you went there at some wrong time when he was in search for someone with whom you could do Manaka. So you went there and he did it with you. Is that right?
Yes, the masters were near to our house, there in the hall. Mm-hmm. So I was passing there and I saw them standing.
And he called you and he said, come on and do Manaka. Interesting.